The Nuclear Regulatory Commission held a meeting in Kewaunee last night to hear public comments about next month's shutdown of the nuclear reactor owned by Dominion Energy. Under the decommissioning process that the company wants to use, highly radioactive waste could be kept in concrete and steel containers at the plant site for up to 60 years. Ken Lyon-Ahrens of Algoma says that's too long a time.
Having a non-functioning piece of equipment there with licensed material in it, no matter how slight, I still think it presents somewhat of a hazard, and certainly an eyesore and a tax issue for the town of Carlton.
Carlton is the rural township along Lake Michigan that's home to the plant. Town Supervisor Steve Tadish says his community doesn't seem to have access to decommissioning funds set aside for the shutdown and may get stuck paying for things like an assessment of the property.
When that plant was established, they always said it would not cost the municipalities any money to decommission that plant, and here we have bills piling up.
Dominion spokesman Mark Cann says his company is talking with town officials about the local costs and likely decline in property tax revenue. As far as how long the nuclear waste will stay in Kewaunee County, Cann says that's up to the Department of Energy.
Until the Department of Energy comes forward and accepts its responsibility to take the spent fuel, we're charged with babysitting it.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is promising to keep up its safety inspections as long as the waste is on Dominion's land. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.